there are three aspects. We mentioned the word compelling ideas earlier. Okay, so there's three aspects of compelling ideas. Compelling ideas actually hold people's attention. Have you ever watched a compelling movie about human relationships? You get engaged, you're right from the start of the movie, kept you kind of interested for the entire 2 hours. Okay, one of these movies, I mean, for me, was Dances with Wolves. I loved it. From the beginning, I found myself leaning forward, didn't sit back until the lights came on. Like 3 hours later, I had to leave. All right? Likewise, if your idea is compelling, it's going to hold the reader's attention right from the start. Start with a creative, descriptive title. Now, personally, I like acronyms. Okay, like Project RICO, R-I-C-O, Raising Income Through Career Opportunities. All right, or let's see, what was another one I thought was cool? Oh, WIN, Project WIN, Welcoming Immigrants to Nevada. How cool was that, right? Then you want to weave a common thread throughout the entire proposal. Keep continuity in there. Now, for me, the thread is one, two specific outcomes that align with the funder's interests, like using increase or decrease. For example, a common thread could be to increase graduation rates or to decrease recidivism. The point becomes the central selling proposition that matches the funder's idea of what they like to fund. Let's go back to last month. Last month was the Eileen Fisher Women in Business Grants, okay, $12,500 for the Wholly Owned Woman Business Grant. That is exactly what I'm talking about when I say the point becomes a central selling proposition, because it matches the funder's idea of what they like to fund. Eileen Fisher Corporation likes to fund women in business. Two, compelling ideas move us emotionally. The Make-A-Wish Foundation has a compelling idea. I mean, what could be more rewarding than fulfilling the wishes of a dying child, right? You can't help but be moved. When we're moved, we tend to open our wallets and our purses. And that's just a fact of life, you know, so play on that. Three, compelling ideas necessitate action. I wrote one of my first grants as a grant writer for $125,000 to educate, I think it was 250 newly legalized immigrants. Okay, I wanted to ask for more, but my boss at that time said it's going to be better to start small and conservatively. Well, that didn't last long. The first week of registration, over 550 people showed up on the doorsteps. Okay, so I got this great idea. What if we served 550 people with all the money we were allocated? Everybody gets served, but we run out of money in less than half the time. And in that case, it was like 6 months. Well, I knew that this would force some sort of action. You know, we'd have to close our doors. Here's the crux. Unless we received more money. So, with this idea in mind, I approached the State Department of Education. Didn't take them too much convincing to get them to take the appropriate steps to secure more funding. Nothing sells better than emotion combined with success. Under-promise things, over-deliver things. When your idea is compelling, it compels the funders to take action. Everybody wants to be on the side of a winner. I mean, and you can't deny that. That much is very, very true.